Lag out.
Let's go indeed on this Saturday evening. We are coming to you live inside the McGrath Phillips Arena, your home for DePaul Blue Demons women's volleyball, as they are set to take on the Friars from Providence College. It's another night of Big East volleyball action here at DePaul University. So glad you could join us here on the DePaul BlueTube channel. I'm Ryan Fay with you here on tonight's broadcast. If you are catching up with the Blue Demons, we were here last night when the Creighton Blue Jays came to town for Big East volleyball action, and in that one, it was all Creighton all night long as they took it in three straight sets over the Blue Demons by the score of 25-10, 25-9, and 25-13, respectively. On the side of it statistically for the DePaul Blue Demons in that matchup through the three sets, Brittany Maxwell had five kills leading the team in that department. The team had a attack percentage of .000, so the offensive side of it for DePaul last night wasn't at their best, so they're looking to turn things around here tonight against the Friars, who coming into tonight dropped a match to Marquette last night up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in three straight sets by the scores of 25-13, 25-23, and 25-21. Leading the way for them was Allison Barber. She had a double-double for the Friars at 26 assists and 10 digs. Going to be mentioning her name a lot throughout the match here this evening. And leading the way in kills was Addison Ruth, the 6-foot sophomore with 9 kills for the Friars on their side of it offensively against the Golden Eagles last night. When we take a look at it from a standings perspective, so far coming into tonight in the Big East overall, Marquette's still the top dog at 7-0 in conference play, 13-5 overall in the season. And for the two teams that you're going to be seeing here tonight, currently right now in sixth place is Providence at 2-3 in conference play, 13-7 overall on their 2017 campaign. They are 2-5 on the road, minding the 7-0 home record that they have, and they come into tonight having lost three straight. And the DePaul Blue Demons at the bottom of the Big East standings right now at 1-5 in conference play, 7 wins, 11 losses overall in 2017. 1-5 here inside the McGrath Phillips Arena, 3-4 on the road, and 3-2 on neutral court. And they come into tonight with a 4-match losing streak, hoping to break that stride here tonight. You'll see the Blue Demons in their gray uniforms tonight with the royal blue trim and numbers. Isabel Banez is going to be the libero tonight in place of Haley Boyser. Banez will be wearing the royal blue jersey with the red trim and red numbers to correlate. Meanwhile, for the Providence Friars, they'll be in their road black uniforms with the gray trim and the white number. And the libero in number 9, Mackenzie Leiden, will be in the white jersey, black trim, and black numbers. So the final seconds of our pregame warm-ups for both sides are about to conclude, and then we will turn it over to public address announcer in John Cohn for the introductions, the starting lineups, and the national anthem. Again, so glad you could join us on this Saturday evening. And as the clock ticks down to the final seconds, let's turn it over to John Cohn.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to DePaul University and McGrath Phillips Arena, home of DePaul Volleyball. Tonight we have Big East Conference action for you. We welcome the visiting Friars from Providence as they take on your DePaul Blue Demons. Before announcing the starting lineups, we would ask that you please stand. Remove your caps and join us in honoring America with the plank of our national anthem. Thank you. three starting lineup. First for the visiting Providence team. At center tonight is a freshman number three, Allison Barber. A sophomore number zero, Janae Olverson. On the outside, a sophomore number two, Addison Root. Also on the outside, junior number four, Megan Anyando. Sophomore number 12, Kayla Laverko. In the middle is sophomore number 14, Lindsay Scheibel. And the libero for the Friars and freshman number 9, Mackenzie Lackey. Head coach for Providence.
So there you have it. There are your starting lineups for the Friars of Providence College. We'll go in numerical order to remind you once again, Janae Alderson, number zero, the sophomore 5'9 player from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Addison Root, number two, the 6 foot outside hitting sophomore from Wichita, Kansas. Number three, the freshman Allison Barber, the 5'11 setter from Woodbury, Minnesota. Number four, Megan Anyando, the 5'11 junior outside hitter from Woodbridge, Virginia. Number nine, Mackenzie Lydon, the libero, the 5'6 freshman from Stuart, Florida. Number 12, the outside hitting 6'3 sophomore, Kayla Vaverka. She's from Collegeville, Pennsylvania, by the way. And number 14, around off the starting lineup for the Friars. Number 14, the 6'2 middle hitter, the sophomore, Lindsay Scheibel from Tampa, Florida. Their coaching staff, Margaret Royer Johnson, in her 18th season with the program. Her assistant coaches is Keith Smith in his first season. Graduate assistant, Barbara Gonzalez, in her first season. And the team manager is Seamus Darby. As we get the video introductions done with DePaul, we'll now hear their starting lineups. Let's go back to John Cohn.
Starting at center, a senior from San Diego, California, number two is Kelsey Horvath. In the middle, a senior from Bad Hatch, Michigan, number three, Rachel Briel. And on the outside, a sophomore from St. Charles, Illinois, number eight, Claire Anderson. In the middle, a senior from Nova Scotia, Wisconsin, number 13 is Caitlin Coffey. And on the right side, a junior from Macomb, Michigan, number 14, Brittany Maxwell. The defensive specialist, a freshman from Orland Park, Illinois, number 17, Summer C. And the libero for the Blue Demons, a freshman from Chicago, Illinois, number 4, Isabel Banez.
So there you have it, there your Blue Demons starting lineup for tonight. Anderson, Banez, Briel, Coffey, Horvath, Maxwell, and Summer C getting in the start here tonight. Again, no Haley Boyser for the Blue Demons here this evening. Again, the head coach of DePaul Blue Demons in her eighth season, Nadia Edwards, in his third season as an assistant coach, Nick Pakis Jr., and in her second season as an assistant coach under Nadia Edwards is Arielle Wilson. Both teams have shaken hands at center court. Again, DePaul left to right to start, and Providence College right to left. Best of five sets here in college volleyball. Need three sets to win the match. And each set is won by obtaining 25 points and having a lead of two or more. If we're at a 24-24 standstill, we will play until somebody has a two-point edge. Then that set will conclude. We will have a five-minute intermission between sets two and three. And if we are to get to a fifth set, we stay on the same sides of the court where the players will be concluding set four. They will then rotate sides of the court if there is an eighth point scored, or when there is an eighth point scored from either side first. That'll be when they rotate. And in that fifth set, you play up to 15, one by two. And of course, if we're at a 14-14 tie, we'll play till somebody's up by two. Now that we've gotten the players out on the floor, we'll be ready to get everything underway very shortly. Again, the libero tonight, Isabel Banez. Usually that's Haley Boyser's spot, but again, no Haley Boyser tonight. So it'll be Providence to serve and get things started here for us here tonight. And the jump serve rights, left, gets it over. That's Allison Barber, and we're underway. Horvath now passes left side, pushing it over Claire Anderson. 10-foot line there for Leiden. Pass near Perch left side. Off the double block, dig Horvath. Banez passes left side, 10-foot line for Anderson. Hits off the back line, and down it falls. Hits off the hands there of Anyando, and Anderson gets credit for it, and it is 1-0 Blue Demons. They strike first. So Maddie Torti comes on in. She'll be in to serve. Torti, the 5'11 sophomore from Leawood, Kansas. And DePaul trying to avenge a three-set loss as Creighton came in here and rocked the house last night. As that one hits off the iso block, 10th of Coffey and down. As Verka gets credit for that one center court, and we're tied at one. It'll be Addison Root to serve, the 6 foot outside hitting sophomore from Wichita, Kansas. To continue things going here early on in set number one. Right to left it goes over to Summer C. Front of the net for Horvath, pass left side, front of the net, Claire Anderson, it falls down. Anderson does it again, 2-1 DePaul. Maxwell now to serve, the junior from Macomb, Michigan, the left-handed serve left to right over. Playing out just behind the 10-foot line, left side near Perch, Bonnie is on the dig. 10-foot line pass, Horvath, right side, Maxwell, oh, short on that one. Hits her own side of the net. It'll be an attack error on Maxwell. We are tied up at two. As Providence has the ball right back to serve, Lindsay Scheibel will be the one to serve. The 6'2 middle hitter, sophomore from Tampa, Florida. Staying serve softly right to left over to Maxwell. Horvath passes left side. Anderson to try to feed her again. And it's going to fall right next to Anderson off the double block and down. Providence has the lead at 3-2. Scheibel once again back serving. That goes to Summer C. Front of that Horvath. Right side near Perch Coffee off the double block. Friars keep it in play. Center court pass. It's from Barber. And it falls down through the block attempt of Coffee and Horvath. 4-2 Friars. That was a kill there from Janae Alderson. As the stand serve right to left goes to C. Horvath near Perch Coffee. They try for it, go for it again. Stays up on the side of the Friars side. 10-foot line right side off the double block. C at the back line. Horvath, Maxwell right side. Off the 10-foot line pass. Horvath, and this one hits off the Friars. Goes into the crowd. And out of play. DePaul back within one for three. As Claire Anderson is the one back to serve. Glad you could join us here on the DePaul YouTube channel. As this one plays over the double block and out it goes. No deflection called. And we're all squared away at four. Anderson serving again. Line drive just over the top of the tape. Barber sets up. Bats it around. Whistle goes. DePaul point. It's going to be a lift call against Providence. And DePaul back in the lead at 5-4. So a nice three-point swing there in favor of the Blue Demons as Anderson gets it over left to right. That's going to come right back, and that's a point to Paul. It's going to be a tech violation against the Friars. So DePaul now up two, 6-4. Right there at the front, Caitlin Coffey, who was almost kind of muted, so to speak, against Creighton last night. As this one highly hits off the block of Coffey, that he's going to battle around off the rafters here. Horvath just sets it right back over. Friars settle it down center court. They miscommunicate. Ball goes underneath the net. Has to go over. DePaul gets the point. 7-4. Anderson once again up by 3, 7-4 here in set one. Barber passes right side at the front of that. Through the double block of Marshall and Coffey. It falls down. Baverka gets the kill. 7-5. DePaul's lead trimmed to 2. As coming in now, Shakaya Clark now checks in and serves, the one of the two captains on this team. 5'8 setter from Huntington Beach, California. Right to left over plays to Anderson. Horvath right in front of the 10-foot line. Pass left side, Ashley Marshall, and a dig there by Leiden. Barber sets up near Perch. Off the block of Horvath, and down it falls on the Friars side. 8-5 Blue Demons. Bonnie is now back to serve. Bonnie is again playing as the libero tonight. As we mentioned, no Haley Boyser here tonight against Providence. Left to right, Bonnie gets it over. Play now for Leiden, left side near Perch. Off the fingertips of Brielle, back to the Friars it goes. Same side, set up again, Anderson on the dig. Horvath back to Anderson behind the 10-foot line, smacks it down over to the back line of Providence. Set up pass near Perch again, through the double block, down it falls. At the 10-foot line, Megan Anyundo gets credit for it, the 5'11 outside hitter from Woodbridge, Virginia. And the score's now at 8-6. As Anyundo is back to serve for the Friars. Softly right to left over to Anderson, the 10-foot line. Then it's Horvath switching left side as Marshall, oh, tried to push it over but couldn't. And the block is answered by the Friars, and they're back within one now at 8-7. Again, glad you could join us here on this Saturday night. As Anyundo serves it right to left over to Brialton Horvath. Coming in is Anderson, right side. It's smacked over to the Friars. Now they set up near Perch, left side over the double block. Bonnie is on the dig. Horvath pass, left side. Marshall just at the front of that. As the Friars scramble to get it around, they do. 10-foot line is answered by the block. Whistle goes to Paul Point. There's a four-hit call. They were going to say it was not off the block. It hit off the tape instead on the Friars' side. So DePaul goes back up to 9-7 our score. Kelsey Horvath serving. Left to right it goes. 10-foot line, Barber. Pass left side, front of that, off of Maxwell. And down it falls. As it's now 9-8. Friars back within one. So the kill there by Root. It'll be her first kill of the night. As Leiden serves it over, hits to Anderson. Horvath sending it right over at the front, fooling the Friars defensively. Found an open spot at the 10-foot line. Horvath delivers 10-8 to Paul. As Summer C comes back in and serves.
Number 17, Summer C.
C with the running serve left to right over. That actually almost fell for an ace. As they now set up left side, double block by DePaul. Counter back to the Friars. They shove it over to Banez. Over at 10-foot line. Left side, front of that, clear Anderson. Lighted on the dig. Barber back to Root. Double block, but it hits the near perch. And it goes out of play. And the score now is at 10-9. Providence, it'll be Allison Barber serving. Barber, the 5'11 freshman center from Woodbury, Minnesota. Jump serve right to left over to Bonnie's near the back line. Horvath at the front. Set up right side, Maxwell off the double block. Barber pass right side. Through the double block, cross court kill is successful. We're all squared up at 10. Kayla Vavirka on the kill. Right to left on it. It's Bonnie's. Just by the 10-foot line, Horvath. Right side near perch, Maxwell. Hit up by Leiden. As Barber gets it over, 10-foot line play there for Anyundo to get back to the blue team inside as Maxwell bumps over to Anderson, who then bumps over to the Friars. Barber center, court set up. It's going to fall. Set up for Lindsey Scheibel. And the Friars now back in the lead at 11-10. Right to left on the serve. That's going to come right back to the Friars off the initial reaction from DePaul. 12-10 Friars. They now go up by two. It's a 4-0 run for Providence. Nadia Edwards calls a timeout. We'll take it with them. As DePaul wants some momentum back on their side, we'll see if they can get it. Come right back here on the DePaul YouTube channel. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry upon graduation. Students are well prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest on all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to chicagolandsportsradio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
It's a 12-10 lead for the Providence College Friars. Of your DePaul Blue Demons here in set one. Glad you could join us here on the DePaul Blue Tube channel. I'm Ryan Fay with you here on tonight's broadcast. As we get play back now underway. With the jump serve, we get play back underway to Anderson. It's Horvath. Back to Anderson, left side. Double block answered by Providence. Vavirka and Scheibel there at the front of the net. 13-10 Providence. Right to left it goes Anderson again. Horvath's trying to set up but couldn't. And just like that, it is a 4-point lead. A 6-0 run for the Friars here in this first set as McPhee comes in for Anderson now. As right to left from Barber, it's McPhee to Horvath. Back to McPhee again off the double block. Barber keeps it in play on the dig. Now Leiden sets up. Right side for Viverka, but she's short on the attempt. And DePaul now back within three at 14-11 as Torty's going to come in for Brielle to serve. So Maddie Torty back to serve. With her team down by three here in set one. Left to right it goes over. Play now for Barber, then Root. It falls down right to the right of Torty. 15-11 Friars. Now it's Addison Root to serve. Root, the 6-foot sophomore from Wichita, Kansas. Former transfer from the University of Memphis. As this one goes over the back line and out, so that'll be a service error. So now it's Maxwell serving, the junior from Macomb, Michigan. One of the leading offensive producers for the Blue Demons. As this one goes over the double block, C tried to go for the dig, but just a hair late on it. And it's 16-12 Providence. So now it's Scheibel serving. Right to left it goes to C. Then it's Horvath near Perch. Coffee. That one hit up by Barber. Going towards the crowd on that one was Scheibel. And eventually it's punched over to C. Now Horvath, 10-foot line, left side. For McPhee, hits off of Barber on the dig. Set up right side. Cross-court kill way over to the left and out. Off that attempt there from Viverka. As Marshall now will come on in for C as McPhee is back to serve. So McPhee serving. Left to right it goes over. That one plays to Ruth and Barber. ISO block Coffee, but it just went over the line to the right now to the near white line. Paul thought it stayed in, but it did not. Friars get the point, 17-13. As Shakaya Clark is back serving. Right to left, standing serve to Maxwell. Front of the net, Horvath. Left side for Ashley Marshall off the double block. Friars keep in play. Pass 10-foot line for Barber. Shoved over there by Viverka. Horvath, right side, Maxwell, 10-foot line. It's going to hit the wall and down. So Maxwell puts the Blue Demons back within three at 17-14 as the libero and Isabel Banez is back to serve. The soft serve left to right over as that one set up from Barber over to Anyundo as McPhee just slaps it on over at the back line of Providence. Barber sets up right side over the block of Marshall, and the whistle goes. Point Providence as a attack violation went against DePaul. So Anyundo to serve with her team up by four, 18-14. Alderson on the kill, and that's her third kill. There's four players with three kills. Alderson, Root, Viverka, and Scheibel. Horvath now for McPhee at the 10-foot line as the Friars now set up to their right side. And that one goes over the back line and out. The play there by McPhee to let it go. Scheibel on the attempt. And it's now 18-15. So Kelsey Horvath to serve, the senior from San Diego, California. Left to right it goes over. As that one set up and a good dig there by McPhee. As Horvath now to the near perch for Maxwell. It falls through right at the back line. Brittany Maxwell with her third kill. And they're within two, 18-16. Timeout Providence. They want to talk things over. We'll take it with them as DePaul climbing back into this first set. Come right back for more first set action right here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
SportsTownChicago.com is your place for NIHL high school club hockey. Ooh, wow. Every goal, all of the checks, and every jarring hit. SportsTownChicago.com, in a league of our own.
It's an 18-16 lead for the Providence College Friars of your DePaul Blue Demons. DePaul, though, with a little momentum on their side here as they are back within two here in this first set. So we come back in off of the Providence timeout. As Kelsey Horvath is the one to serve. Left to right it goes over. Play now for Barber, then Root over the double block. Good dig, Banez. Horvath now for Maxwell to the right side. Hit up by Barber. Then it's Clark. Near perch for Root. It just stays in on the cross court kill. And the Friars now lead at 19-16. And that'll be the libero, Mackenzie Leiden, the 5'6 freshman from Stuart, Florida. Right to left over to McPhee. Then it's Horvath at the front, near perch, Ashley Marshall, it falls through the double block of the Friars and down on their side, 19-17. As Summer C now comes on in. Summer C, the 5'11 freshman from locally in Woodland Park, Illinois, product of Providence Catholic, the south suburbs of the Chicagoland area, is set up right side, good dig there from Horvath as Banez now will set up to Maxwell right side over the double block. Kept in play, now left side over the double block. It stays in. Addison Root on the kill, that's her fifth. And it's 20-17. As Providence has to serve over to Banez. Ooh, the hit off were kind of funny. Brill was able to recover, hit it to McPhee off the top of the tape, and Providence will set up for another chance here for Addison Root, and it will be successful. For the 6-foot sophomore, 21-17 Providence. Timeout Blue Demons and Nadia Edwards as they trail by four. They want to talk things over. We'll take the timeout with them. Come right back here on the DePaul YouTube channel.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest in all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to chicagolandsportsradio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
It's a 21-17 lead for the Friars over the Blue Demons here in set number one. Glad you could join us here on this Saturday night. I'm Ryan Fay with you here on the broadcast inside the McGrath-Phillips Arena. As the Blue Demons had some momentum as they got within two at 18-16 at one point, but it's been mostly Providence ever since that run that DePaul went on a little earlier. Allison Barber serving for Providence. This one, oh, a hit off McPhee, funny. And it's going to be an ace for the Friars. Now up to five as their lead. And it is 22-17 Providence College. So Barber with the running serve right to left. And that one just over the back line. Good play, Bonnie has to let it go. Good awareness on the court. So we go from a service ace to a service error for Providence as Rachel Brielt now will be the one serving down by four, 22-18 here in this first set. Left to right over, play now, set up Barber, center court, double block answer, Maxwell and Coffey. 22-19. Never any quit in this Blue Demons team. As it's Brielt walking it up left to right on the serve. That is going to be played at the net. Whistle goes. It's a Providence point. They're going to call a reach over on Coffey, perhaps. Either way, it is 23-19 Providence. They are 2 points away from set one victory. Quiets down as Root serves her right to left over to Banez. She hit it kind of awkwardly to Horvath, and eventually C somehow got it over as Barber sets up center court, double blocked by DePaul. Back to the Friar side, right side for Root, standing attempt over to Horvath. Bynes at the 10-foot line, near perch, right side, Maxwell! It's going to fall, hits the back wall. 23-20. Maxwell serving again, or I should say, Maxwell back to serve off the rotation. As that one off the double block and the kill there for Kayla Vavirka, 24-20. It's set point Friars. Set point Providence. As on that serve there was Scheibel. Horvath passes right side for Coffey, and the day goes right back to Bonnie's off the reaction. Horvath shoves it on over. The Friars are able to corral it. Off the block of Coffey, and down it falls. Credit there to Megan Aniundo. And the first set goes to Providence by the score of 25-20. Both teams on switch sides of the court. We'll get you set for set number two in just a couple of minutes right here on the DePaul YouTube channel. Don't go away.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Hey, it's Chris Reese, and I am so glad to be back at IMS. I graduated back in 2007, started my career at US 99.5, started working with Lisa and Ray. I was the producer there for about 7-8 years, and I am so glad to be back in the building teaching some new students here, getting them back doing Adobe, getting over that fear of talking on the radio. And it's Chris Reese, night guy on 101.9 The Mix, and I am IMS.
SportsTownChicago.com is your place for NIHL high school club hockey. Ooh, wow. Every goal, all of the checks, and every jarring hit. SportsTownChicago.com, in a league of our own.
About to begin set number two here inside the McGrath-Phillips Arena for Big East volleyball action. First set taken by Providence over the DePaul Blue Demons, 25-20. Glad you could join us here on the DePaul Blue Tube channel. I'm Ryan Fay with you here on the broadcast. Taking a look at the stats through the first set. On the side of the Friars, 6 kills for Addison Root to a 455 attack percentage. As a team, they were 205. For DePaul, Brittany Maxwell had 4. Team attack percentage was at a .086. 14 assists for Allison Barber for the Friars, along with 7 digs, so she could be close to a double-double here in this second set, perhaps. As 5 assists for Kelsey Horvath, and 4 digs for her, along with 1 kill. Isabel Banez had 3 assists and 5 digs for herself. So we're switching sides of the court here as DePaul's going right to left, Providence left to right, Kelsey Horvath to get things started off here to serve for set number two. And we're underway. Right to left it goes. It's Barber now setting it up to the right side. Off the double block and out of play. So the Friars get on the board first, 1-0. Makes it Addison Root now to serve. Again, Root had 6 kills and 4 digs in that first set. As this one left to right, hits off of Maxwell to Horvath, and Banias just has to bump over. And so Friars to counter. It's Barber off the setup. Good attempt there from Scheibel, but the Blue Demons are able to counter. Now it's Leiden. For Anyundo, Anderson at the back line on the dig. It's Banias. Off the attempt from Marshall. Whistle goes, and it did not hit off the block. It's going to be a 4-hit call. So it's now 2-0 Providence. So Root again back to serve. Again, we'll have our intermission after the conclusion of the second set. So make sure you stick around after that for more action here inside the McGrath-Phillips Arena. Maxwell just pushes it on over, and the attempt from Providence right on back goes over and out. And now DePaul on the board, 2-1. Summer C now comes on in to serve as Meyer retakes a seat. See with a running serve right to left over. It's Root at the back line. Now to the left side for Anyundo, and that hits off the block and down. 3-1 Providence. And serving it for Providence will be Lindsey Scheibel, left to right over to Summer C. Hustling for that one. Horvath nicely done. Back to C to bump over behind the 10-foot line. Pass now set up near Perch. That one just stays in. And I was going to say they're going to give the point to DePaul, beg your pardon. Linesman, I believe, had it in. The officials, I believe, may have overruled it. So DePaul's going to get the point. 3-2 the score. Bania is now to serve. Right to left it goes. Barber sets up center court. Hits off the double block. Back to Horvath now. Near Perch left side. Clear Anderson. And a good dig by Leiden. Left side for Anyundo over the back line and out. No deflection. DePaul gets the point. And we are now tied at 3. There's Banias again. That one goes over to Leiden. Then it's Barber. Center court setup. Too far to the left and out on the attack attempt there from Viverka. So it's now a 4-3 Blue Demon lead here early on in set 2. Banias right to left to Leiden. Then it's Barber. Left side for Anyundo. And that will be another DePaul point as that one went over to the left and out. Blue Demon's now up by 2, 5-3. And the freshman, Banias, right to left. Barber sets up center court. Dig Kelsey Horvath. Maxwell calls for it and gets it back and play over to Anderson and bumps it over. Barber. Anyundo. Dig Summer C. Horvath now right side for Maxwell. Short on the attempt from the 10-foot line. And the rally belongs to Providence on that one as they're back within one at 5-4. As serving this one is Shakaya Clark. The 5'8 setting senior from Huntington Beach, California. One of two captains on this team. As the other one is Kara Mason. As Maxwell is going to get the kill there. Center court set up. Brittany Maxwell makes it 6-4. And she's got 6 kills now to her total. And she's back to serve for DePaul right to left. Hustling for that one was Barber. As this one on the attempt goes over to Summers, or I should say C. And Briel answered right there. Off the double block and down right in front. And they're back within 1-6-5. As the running serve now for Providence, as that's Anyundo over to Summer C. Kelsey Horvath now left side to Anderson, who was kind of falling out of play there to get it back out, over. As this one, Addison Root on the kill through the attempted block of Brialton Horvath. And we are tied at 6. Anyundo again, the 5'11 outside hitter from Woodbridge, Virginia. Left to right over to Brialt. Center court, Horvath, sending right back over. Kept in play up at the front there by Alderson. As the dig there from Anderson, set up by Horvath to Maxwell to shove on over. At the back end, it's Brialt as the battle was at the front of that for a moment. Root again, double block, hits off to Maxwell. Horvath, left side, Anderson, it falls. Off the block and out. Claire Anderson puts DePaul back within one. That's 7-6. So Anderson with the kill. And she's the one to serve it right to left. It's now Barber, right side. Oh, that one took a funny deflection off the block attempt. As that one was Kara Mason. I should say, beg your pardon, Janae Alderson. As we're all 7-up here in this second set. Libero and Leiden gets it left to right over to Maxwell. Then Horvath, left side for Reed, shoving it over. Bit of a misplay there defensively by Providence. And Maya Reed puts DePaul back up one at 8-7. Rachel Brial to serve. Brial standing serve right to left over to Leiden. Barber sets up for Root. Double block comes back from DePaul's attempt. It's Alderson. Oh, a hit off of number 15 there. And Isabel De La Rosso just checked in. It actually hit off of maybe twice, but we play on. As Reed now near perch. Dig there by the Friars. Pass left side for Root. Off the double block. And they're going to call the deflection. And we are all tied at 8. As Kayla Viverka is now going to come on in. Shakaya Clark takes the seat. As it's Allison Barber to serve for Providence. Left to right over to Maxwell. Horvath then sets up near perch. Maya Reed left side. It's going to fall. And back and forth we go here now as we enter the middle stages of the second set. 9-8 our score. DePaul up by one. LC Horvath serve is it right to left. Ooh, a hit off the top of the tape. Providence is able to recover, though, as it's off the attempt there for Root. Oh, and Horvath wanted to go on in for the slide, but was afraid to collide with Reed, who ended up not going for it. So the ball falls, and we're tied at 9. Addison Root to serve. Root has 9 kills tonight. As this one pushed up in the air by Anderson. Maxwell recovers it. And Maya Reed just shoves it back over. Barber now near perch. Hits off of Horvath to the back wall. It goes. Good setup there. Good job, Kayla Viverka, on the kill. As it kind of caught Horvath there in no man's land. And the Friars now in the lead at 10-9. Root has 9 kills, 4 digs, and an assist. Left to right over to Anderson. Then Horvath sets up right side, front of the net, Maya Reed. And then Leiden hits it up in the air to keep in play. Over to Root. And then eventually with the backwards bump was Viverka. Now Horvath. Maxwell through the double block and down it falls. Maxwell ties it up at 10. So now Summer C to serve as this play now at the 10-foot line is Barber and shoved down over there by Viverka. Horvath to De La Rosa on the attempt is too far to the right. As the left to right serve, it's Horvath. And it's the right to the left as the Friars get in play off the double block at DePaul. Anyundo off the double block. Horvath, Anderson. Back to the Friars. Barber now sets up for Root, who's short on the attack attempt. And the point goes to DePaul. And we all have snake eyes, 11-11. Isabel Banez, the libero, back to serve in the blue jersey for the Blue Demons. Barber, right side. Oh, and short on that one. On the attack attempt there was Alderson. And it is 12-11 in favor of Providence. As that one hit off the block of DePaul and down, beg your pardon, as Providence goes up one. And it's Clark serving. Staying serve left to right over to Banez. Now right by the 10-foot line, Horvath bumps up now to Anderson near perch. Off the double block. It's hit up by Leiden. Left side for Anyundo, it stays in. And that'll be her fourth kill. And her team goes up two at 13-11. So Clark once again back to serve. Left to right, it goes to C, then Horvath. Right side, Maxwell. Clark on the dig. Left side, Ayundo again, dig Banez. Horvath. Anderson. Off the block and out. The ball back within one, 13-12. Brittany Maxwell to serve. Right to left over, it's Leiden. Play at the front, hits off of Briault, and down it falls. He was kind of trapped in that space after a hit off for the first time, as no players could really get around her at the front of the net. So the Friars now back up two because of it at 14-12. Megan Anyundo to serve. Left to right over to Banez. Horvath, left side to the near perch. Anderson, double block Friars, back to DePaul. Right side for Maxwell, the 10-foot line! Now she played it, but she'll take it. Maxwell with the kill, that's her eighth. And DePaul back within one once again, 14-13.
Claire Anderson serving for the Blue.
Anderson on the serve now for DePaul. Softly hits it over right to left at the 10-foot line. Barber, left side, Root. Shoved up by Anderson, but DePaul can't recover. And the Friars now back up two at 15-13. Root now with 10 kills. Only player in double digits in the kill category so far tonight. As Leiden serves the left to right over to Banez. Horvath, 10-foot line, shove pass to Maya Reed near perch. And that one just over the fingertips of Rewas Barber, just hook shot it in on over. Friars lead at 16-13. Nadia Edwards calls a timeout as they trail by three here in the middle stages of set two. We'll take the timeout with them. Come right back here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry upon graduation. Students are well prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
Lag out.
Chicagoland Sports Radio is your home for all the latest Chicago sports news. CSR is not only the home to the most entertaining and informative shows in Chicago, but covers all the top college and high school games as well. Big guests and bigger personalities, this is your home for the greatest debates in sports. Broadcasting live from State Street in the South Loop. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
Yes!
Backing off that Blue Demons timeout, it is 16-13 in favor of the Friars here in set number two. They lead the match one set to none here overall, 25-20 they took it. Glad you're with us on the DePaul YouTube channel. I'm Ryan Fay with you on this Saturday night as this one set up for Reed off the double block of the Friars. Goes back over to Mackenzie Savage, who's now into the game for DePaul. Left side, Root, block Horvath. Back to the Friars. Barber, Root again. That one hits off the double block, hit up in the air by Anyundo. Shoved over to Anderson. Horvath. Anderson. Dig Anyundo. Barber to Root again. It's going to fall. Whistle goes. Point to Paul. Net violation in Providence. Rachel Briault now to serve with her team down by two. 16-14. Briault with two digs tonight. She gets it over right to left as Barber sets up right side, whistle goes, point to Paul. It's going to be a double hit on Barber. As we get a whistle and a timeout, Providence. So DePaul within one, Providence calls the timeout. And we'll see if DePaul can continue the momentum. Be right back here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest in all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
It's a 16-15 lead for the Friars. The lead is trimmed to one. DePaul trying to take it back here in this second set. As it was a quick timeout that was called by Providence, too. It was back-to-back points from DePaul as Brielle to serve as we're coming off of that Friars timeout. Brielle on the serve right to left. Played to Leiden. Now Barber at the 10-foot line. Left side for Root. Smacks it over the double block. Dig by Mackenzie Savage. Now it's Reed off the double block of Providence. They keep in play to Clark. Clark, then Barber. Then Root again, answered back by De La Rosa as the Friars shove it back to Brielle. Now it's Horvath to Reed. Hits off the block attempt there of Barber, and down it falls. The Friars back up by two at 17-15. As Viverka now comes back in for Clark, as Allison Barber is back to serve. Barber 23 assists and 9 digs. As Horvath shoves it to Maya Reed, and the double block answer, Providence College with a couple of nice blocks. A couple last sequences here. That was Viverka and Root on that one, as they're now up by three at 18-15 once again. It's up to Anderson. Reed almost has to go into the crowd to get it back in play. Then back to Anderson. Pancake attempt works there for Onyando. Set up for Root. Dig Anderson. Horvath on the pass. Left side attempt for Reed. Dig by Root. Barber pass. And that one not going to work. Trying to get that in the wheelhouse there of Lindsay Scheibel, but she may have been a hair late to getting to the ball.
Kelsey Horvath in to serve for the Blue Demons.
Horvath now to serve for the Blue Demons. Down by 2, 18-16. Horvath right to left over to Rue. Barber at the front of the net. Center court setup. Nice execution, Kayla Viverka, the 6'3 outside hitting sophomore from Collegeville, Pennsylvania, 19-16 Providence. Again, we'll have our intermission coming up after the conclusion of this second set. Root on the serve over to Anderson. Horvath, near perch Maxwell, off the double block, it falls through and down. Fell right in front there of Root as it kind of had some funny English on it. 19-17, Providence's lead trimmed to two as Summer C comes in from Maya Reed to serve. See again, the 5'11 freshman from Orland Park, Illinois, product of Providence Catholic. Right to left over to Leiden. Barber sets up near perch, and the kill for Kayla Viverka. That'll be her seventh on the night so far. 20-17, Providence. As that one set up for Maxwell, Providence scrambles back. As this one goes over to Banyas, then Horvath, near perch, Anderson, it falls. Claire Anderson, kill number five, to go along with the five digs she has. They're within two once again, 20-18. The libero, Banyas serving. Banyas right to left to Rue. Then it's Barber. Right side, set up, kill for Viverka. 21-18 Friars. Clark comes in for Viverka, who's got eight kills tonight. Clark has two assists and five digs. Has had two attack attempts, but none were successful. As this one goes left to right to Banyas, 10-foot line Horvath, right side, Maxwell, dig by Leiden. Then Barber's pass for Root. Coming in from the back line. It stays into the DePaul back line. 22-18. Make that kill number 11 for Addison Root. Timeout, Nadia Edwards and DePaul. They trail by four as Providence is 3 points away from going up 2-0. And the match. Take the short time out with them. Come right back here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
Chicagoland Sports Radio is your home for all the latest Chicago sports news. CSR is not only the home to the most entertaining and informative shows in Chicago, but covers all the top college and high school games as well. Metro Boomin wants some
more. 22-18, Providence up by four. We come back in off the DePaul timeout. It'll be Shakaya Clark to serve for the Friars. Clark right or left to right, excuse me, to Summersee. Orvath right behind the 10-foot line, left side for Anderson near Persh. Dig by Clark, set up Barber, and that's going to fall right there for the kill. Janae Alderson, 23-18, Providence College. Clark, standing serve to Banyas. Now Horvath. Pass left side, 10-foot line, Anderson. Clark shoves it up in the air. Now to the left side for Anyundo, and it hits off the DePaul block attempt. Down it falls, set point 24-18. So set point Friars up by six. Clark to do the honors once again. Left to right, Maxwell now. Horvath for Caitlin Coffey through the ISO block and down it falls. DePaul survives for another play, 24-19. Brittany Maxwell to serve. Maxwell right to left. Play to Leiden. Barber at the front. Right side. Hits off the double block, but to the outside portion of the white line it falls. And it'll be a point for the DePaul Blue Demons, or I should say the Friars, as they take set number two by the score of 25-19. So we will now take our intermission, and we'll be back here in about 5 minutes, and we'll get set for set three action and a whole lot more right here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel. Don't go away.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. Financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Hey, it's Chris Reese, and I am so glad to be back at IMS. I graduated back in 2007, started my career at US 99.5, started working with Lisa and Ray. I was the producer there for about 7-8 years, and I am so glad to be back in the building teaching some new students here, getting them back doing Adobe, getting over that fear of talking on the radio. And it's Chris Reese, Night Guy on 101.9 The Mix, and I am IMS.
SportstownChicago.com is your place for NIHL high school club hockey. Every goal, all of the checks, and every jarring hit. SportstownChicago.com, in a league of our own.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest in all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like and just working in the media too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM and I am IMS.
About to begin set number three. If you're just tuning in, it's a 2-set-to-10 lead for the Providence College Friars by the scores of 25-20 and 25-19, respectively. DePaul looking to force this match to go to at least a fourth set as we are about to begin set three. We're back to where we were court-wise for how set one started. It'll be DePaul left to right, Providence right to left on your screen. Providence in their road black uniforms, gray trim, white numbers, and their libero in Mackenzie Lydon is in the white jersey. And for DePaul, they're in their gray home jerseys with the blue trim and numbers, and the libero and Banez in the blue jersey, red trim, red numbers. So it'll be Providence's serve to get things going here for set number three. It'll be Allie Barber to serve. Barber to serve. She's got 30 assists tonight along with 9 digs and 1 kill. Right to left over to from Barber, and we're underway for set three as Anderson, that one hit off the top of the tape, back to the Friars side. Barber then sets up right side through the double block dig there, Kelsey Horvath. Anderson bumps back in play over to McPhee. That one kind of made it, took a funny hop off of on Yundo. This one goes around. McPhee at the back end to keep in play. Maxwell shoves it over. Providence can't get to it. And the Blue Demons strike first, 1-0 here in set three. Now it's Claire Anderson to serve. Left to right over to Anyundo. Barber then for Viverka, and that is going to fall down. She'll get the kill. So Viverka with the kill. That'll be her 9th kill. Puts her hit percentage up to 200 exactly. As Root on the serve goes to Banez, then Maxwell off to the right side for Anderson at the 10-foot line, but over the back line it goes out of play. As it's Root to serve once again with her team up by one here at 2-1. Right to left to Banez, Horvath. Center court now, right side pass from Maxwell. That's going to hit the wall. And we're tied up at 2. So Maxwell gets the kill. And that'll be her 11th. Again, she only had 6 kills last night against Creighton through 3 sets. So good to see Maxwell having a much better night here tonight. As this one through the double block, Anderson on the dig. Goes from Horvat to Maxwell to get on over. Leiden now sets up near perch for Anyundo. Dig Banez. Horvath now for Anderson coming in from the back line. Now it's Barber, center court, block Coffey. Barber punches up in the air to Anyundo, gets it back to DePaul, and then Banez. And set up there from Horvat to Caitlin Coffey. And the Blue Demons win the long rally 3-2. They lead now here in set three. So Banez to serve. Left to right over to Leiden. Barber. And that's going to be a kill, Kayla Vaverka. Wonderful setup there from Allison Barber, who now has 33 assists tonight. I beg your pardon, 32. As Scheibel serves it. Oh, and it hits funny off of Anderson. Scheibel will get the service ace. And that'll be the second service ace for the Friars here tonight as they go back up one at 4-3. Right to left over to Banez. Horvat then sets up. Maxwell right side. It's going to fall just on over the double block. Nice finesse by Brittany Maxwell to tie it up at four. We get the whistle. Maxwell now will serve for DePaul. And she's going to serve that into her own side of the net, left to right. So that'll be a service error for the junior from Macomb, Michigan. And the Friars now up by 1-5-4. With Shakaya Clark ready to serve. The 5'8 senior setter, the co-captain from Huntington Beach, California. Standing serve right to left over to Maxwell. Horvath at the front of the net, 10-foot line left side for McPhee now. Leiden punches up with the chicken wing attempt. It's batted around a few more times, but not enough in the end for the Friars. It stays on their side. And we're all tied up, or I should say, we're all tied up at five apiece, excuse me. McPhee serving. Left to right over, that's going to be an ace. And that is the first service ace now for DePaul tonight as they go up 6-5. McPhee left to right over the back line, so the service ace is then followed by a service error. Tied up at 6 as Megan Anyundo to serve, the 5'11 junior outside hitter from Woodbridge, Virginia. Right's left over then to Maxwell. 10-foot line, Horvath left side. Anderson with the kill. Player, or I should say, beg your pardon, Jameson McPhee was on the kill. Jamie McPhee with her first kill of the night. So Coffey now back to serve. Left to right over now to Leiden. It's Barber. Right side, and it's Alderson on the attempt. And that's going to be a point for the Friars. An attack violation against DePaul. So it's 7 up here in set 3. Mackenzie Leiden serving the libero in the white jersey for Providence. Right to left over to McPhee. 10-foot line Horvath. Left side for Anderson. Tipping it out over. Clear Anderson. Right out over the double block. It falls to the 10-foot line. 8-7 Blue Demons. They're back up by 1. Kelsey Horvath serves it left to right. Over to Leiden at the 10-foot line. Barber now switches left side. Kill attempt for Root. Punched over by Maxwell off the block attempt. As it's Root again. And that ISO block. Credit there to Avery Evans-Allen, who just checked in a few moments ago. The 6-foot freshman from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. 9-7 DePaul. Left to right on the serve there from Horvath. Barber to Root left side. Beautiful kill, Addison Root. And it's 9-8. And for Root, that is her 12th kill. As Barber serves it left to right. And that's going to fall for an ace. McPhee tried to go forward with it off the reaction to Horvath off the serve receive. And wasn't able to get to her successfully. Another ace for the Friars. We're tied at 9. As Barber goes right left to McPhee again. They target her. And that may be the reason why. They seem to have found a bit of a rhythm here, that being Providence, to try to find a good area to serve it. As it's now 10-9 Providence. Barber Over to Anderson now. Kelsey Horvath sets up. Left side, front of that, Brittany Maxwell. Dig by Barber. Lining up in the air. Left side, near Perch. Over the double block. Pancake attempt was no good. On the floor there, trying to go for it, was McPhee. And it's 11-9 Providence. Timeout, Blue Demons and Nadia Edwards. Providence up by two. Take the timeout with them. Come right back for more third-set action right here on the DePaul Blue Tube channel.
Hey, it's Chris Reese, and I am so glad to be back at IMS. I graduated back in 2007, started my career at US 99.5, started working with Lisa and Ray. I was the producer there for about 7-8 years, and I am so glad to be back in the building teaching some new students here, getting them back doing Adobe, getting them over that fear of talking on the radio. And it's Chris Reese, Night Guy on 101.9 The Mix, and I am IMS.
SportsTownChicago.com is your place for NIHL high school club hockey.
Ooh, wow.
Every goal, all of the checks, and every jarring hit. SportsTownChicago.com, in a league of our own.
Nine Providence with the lead here in set three. As it'll be Barber to serve once again. Barber right to left over to Anderson, and some awkwardly punched up by Horvath to get it back to the Fryer side. Over the double block, it was McPhee, then Horvath shoving it over. Maxwell timed the jump of the Fryer double block nicely to set it over when their jump to the net was coming on down. And it falls down on the Fryer side. And DePaul back within one at 11-10 with Claire Anderson serve coming up right now. There's Anderson on the serve. Barber sets up. That one over the line and out. Point for DePaul. We're tied at 11. Ooh, that's the... I believe we've been tied at 11 with the Snake Eyes here in every set so far. It's my little fun fact of the night, if I'm even correct on that. Who knows? I could be wrong. I know what happened in the last set, but I don't remember about the first. That tells you my memory is. McPhee's kill attempt kept alive by the Friars. Root on the kill attempt. Anderson on the chick wing goes back over to the Friars' side, but it hits off of the near perch antenna. So Providence now back in the lead, 12-11. Root now to serve for the Friars. Right to left off the top of the tape. Good read by Banias to keep in play. And Horvath's attempt to get it back over wasn't enough, though. And it's now 13-11 Providence. Addison Root with 14 kills tonight and 5 digs. She has a service error right there. As DePaul now, it's deficit cut to 1, 13-12. There's Banias serving the libero in the blue jersey. No, again, no Haley Boyser tonight. As that one hits off the double block off the attempt there from Anyundo, as McPhee answered by the block at the front of the net. Lindsay Scheibel, 14-12 in favor of the Friars. And speaking of Scheibel, she serves it with the standing serve right to left to Anderson, left side. Horvath center court, Caitlin Coffey, dig by Scheibel. Then Barber gets it back in play. Vavrka sets it back to Anderson at the back line. Horvath, left side, McPhee over to the back line, hit up by Barber. Scheibel runs back to get it in play and eventually hit over by Alderson. Horvath, right side, Maxwell! Hit off of Scheibel and out of play. 14-13. Once again, Blue Demons within one. Maxwell serving. Left-handed serve left to right. That one is a double hit call, I believe. Yes, it did. It hit off of Anderson's arm, then chin. So we are now tied at 14. Left to right from Maxwell. Vavrka, Barber, Alderson. As this one plays up to Horvath, center court, Caitlin Coffey with the kill, with the authority. And with the lead, the DePaul Blue Demons up by one, 15-14. Timeout Providence, we'll take you with them. DePaul's got the momentum right now. We'll see if they can force this to a four set when we come back here on the DePaul Blue Channel.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here, and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like. And just working in the media, too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM, and I am IMS.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest in all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
It's a 15-14 lead for the DePaul Blue Demons as they are up by one here in set three, although they trail in the match two sets to none, 20-25 and 19-25 respectively. Glad you could join us here on this Saturday evening inside of the McGrath Phillips Arena. Wherever you may be tuning in, I'm Ryan Fay with you here on the broadcast. And if you were with us last night, it was Creighton that defeated DePaul in three straight sets right on this same Doug Bruno court here last night. Maxwell, the left-handed serve left to right as we get play back underway. Barber, front of the net, right side. Hits off of Maxwell into the crowd and out. And we are all tied at 15. Clark now is going to come back in, and she'll go back to serve as Viverka is going to take a seat. So Clark to serve. Clark with two assists and seven digs. As this one goes over to C, Horvath, left side, McPhee with the kill. Jamie McPhee has her second kill of the night. And the Blue Demons back in the lead, 16-15. Each with 14 kills are Maxwell and Root. Left to right off the serve there from McPhee. Play at the net. Goes back off the reaction from DePaul to Providence's side. Near perch for Anyundo. And it's going to fall for her to get the kill. Yeah, she splits through that double block, and we are all tied at 16. Back and forth we go here in this third set. No, one side has really been able to grab momentum here in this third set. Anyundo is going to be short on that serve. Back to a one-point lead again for DePaul, 17-16.
Caitlin Coffey serving for DePaul.
Caitlin Coffey serving for DePaul, left to right over. The senior from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. Barber, left side, Root, it falls. Addison Root with 15 kills. And we're all tied at 17. The libero, the freshman, Mackenzie Leiden serving, the freshman from Stuart, Florida. Part of the Palm Beach Juniors club team is, that's gonna fall for an ace for the freshman. 18-17 Providence. Providence 2-3 in Big East play, DePaul 1-5. Leiden right to left to Maxwell. Battle at the net, hit up by Horvath. Then there for Allen. And that one, again, right in the wheelhouse and found the exposed right side of DePaul. 19-17 in Providence. Give credit to Lindsay Scheibel finding the opening there, trying to win the battle at the front against Horvath. Leiden right to left to Maxwell. Horvath at the front. Coming off the back line was McPhee. Whistle goes. A tech violation on McPhee makes it 20-17. Providence timeout DePaul. They want to talk things over. They don't want to go down three sets. We'll see if they can turn things around. We come back from this timeout right here on the DePaul Blue Channel.
The Illinois
Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest in all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
Friars 20, Blue Demons 17, here in set 3. Glad you're back with us here on the DePaul Bluetooth channel. I'm Ryan Fay with you here on the broadcast with this audio portion of the broadcast. Powered by the Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com. As Leiden will be serving for Providence as we come back in from that DePaul timeout. DePaul's used both their timeouts here in this third set. Leiden right to left. Hits off from Maxwell to Anderson, and that's going to be a point for Providence. It's going to be a double hit call on Anderson. 21-17 Friars as Mackenzie Savage will come on in for Maxwell. Here's Leiden again serving. Right to left over to Anderson. 10-foot line for Horvath. Coming in for the back line was McPhee at the 10-foot line. As Anyundo keeps in play to Clark. And Barber just has to hit the bump over to avoid the four hits. It's Savage. Then Horvath. Left side, Anderson. It is going to work even though she... That could have avoided a massive injury. She appeared to have clicked shoes there with somebody from the Providence side. Thankfully, she is okay, as you can kind of hear the breath almost taken out of the arena for just a moment. 21-18, Horvath serving left to right. To Anyundo. Front of the net, Barber, near perch, Root. Double block from DePaul, back to the Friars. Barber, same side, Root again, double block, but out of play. And it's 22-18, Providence College. Barber to serve. Barber with a running serve right to left over to McPhee. Binding into the back line. Left side 10-foot line for Maxwell. Dig by Anyundo. Agundo, excuse me. As that one, left side Addison Root once again. 23-18 Providence. Make that kill number 17 for the 6-foot sophomore from Wichita, Kansas. Right to left on the serve. It goes to Anderson. Then Avery's Allen. That's off of Maxwell's attempt. Off the Friars double block and down. 23-19. Ball back within four as Anderson serves. Left to right on over. It's Root to Barber. Then Root again left side. And what a set is Addison Root having. And it is set match point Providence. 24-19. And it is Addison Root serving for that set right here and the match. It goes to Banez off the right to left. Then Horvath, left side, 10-foot line for McPhee, gets it over. Leiden, Barber, and with authority smacking it on down, Kayla Vaverka ends the match with an exclamation point, and the Providence Friars come into the McGrath-Phillips Arena and defeat the Blue Demons here on their home floor in three straight sets by the score of 25-20, 25-19, and 25-19 once again. So the Friars now improve to 3-3 in Big East play, 14-7 overall on their season. And for DePaul, they fall to 1-6 in conference play, 7-12 in their overall 2017 campaign. Let's take a look at the upcoming schedule for your DePaul Blue Demons as they will go to Georgetown and Villanova next weekend, the 14th and 15th respectively, for 1 p.m. start times over on the road. And then we will be back here at the McGrath-Phillips Arena next Friday and Saturday for when Butler and Xavier come to town starting on October 20th. And for the side of the Providence Friars, real quick before we sign off, they will be heading over back home to take on Xavier next weekend along with Butler as well on the 13th and 15th. So that'll do it for our broadcast here tonight. Again, Providence in three sets, 25-20, 25-19, and then in that third set, 25-19 as well. So for everybody affiliated here at DePaul University and the DePaul Bluetooth channel, I'm Ryan Fay signing off. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you next time.